As world leaders pour into Manila for the two-day ASEAN summit, Philippines President Rodrigo Duterte has called for calm around the South China Sea dispute. China has claimed many areas in the resource-rich waterway, but Vietnam, the Philippines, Taiwan, Malaysia, and Brunei have contesting claims. In August, foreign ministers from Southeast Asia and China adopted a negotiating framework for a code of conduct in the region. They hailed the move as progress, but many critics see it as China's tactic to buy time and consolidate power. With leaders at the summit expected to agree on a procedural step to cool tensions in the disputed area, United States President Donald Trump has offered to facilitate talks.
South China Sea, as you know, we're looking at together. If I can help mediate or arbitrate, please let me know. I know we've had a dispute for quite a while with China. If I can help in any way, I'm a very good mediator and a very good arbitrator. I have done plenty of it from both sides, so if I can help you, let me know.
But President Duterte suggests the subject would be better left alone altogether.
China is the number one economic powerhouse. And we have to be friends. The other hotheads would like us to confront China and the rest of the world. The South China Sea is better left untouched. Nobody can afford to go to war. Either the big powers, Russia, China, Britain, or the United States. It can ill afford a violent confrontation.
President Trump has also signaled North Korea's nuclear program as a priority in discussions. The U.S. president says there will need to be help from other countries in the region to stop the situation from escalating.
The North Korean situation continues to be a problem. I think that China, as you know, we saw it was China yesterday and the day before. And President Xi, I think, is going to be a tremendous help. I hope Russia, likewise, will be a tremendous help. I think that can make a big difference.
Australian Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull, who is also in Manila for the summit, says he will also focus on concerns over North Korea, as well as ways to combat terrorism financing. He has not said whether he will discuss refugee resettlement. Mr. Turnbull is expected to have bilateral talks with President Trump, as well as leaders from China, Japan, India, and Southeast Asia on the sidelines of the summit.